Angie for breakfast.
Welcome. It's Extra Angie for Breakfast. This is the podcast that is the accompaniment, I would say, to the breakfast show that is Angie for Breakfast. And I do like it because it means I can sort of, you know, when you get home from a long day and you take your pants off and sit on the couch? That's the mood I'm in when I piece these together, you know, like the day is done. I haven't quite prepared the show for tomorrow yet, but there's this nice bit in the middle where you're just hanging out. And I think that's, you know, what's been quite nice is exploring this feeling while putting the podcast together. But enough of the podcast. Thank you for having a listen. This is a work in progress, as my on-air show too is as well, as is my life, as is yours, I would hazard a guess. And today I thought I would just focus in on one interview and see how you like that. It's an in-depth interview with the beautiful Vicar and Linda. I mean, they're just some of the most gorgeous singers in Australia. Their harmonies, just their awesomeness. So if you love Vicar and Linda, or if you don't know them, I feel like you're going to know them a little bit better after this. I hope you enjoy. You believe it? Iconic duo Vicar and Linda brought out new music for our ears on Friday, and they're joining me on the show. Hello.
Hi, Angie.
Hi, Angie.
So it's out. It's in the world. It's called The Wait. It's your first new original album, because we'll have to talk about your albums from last year, but it's done. It's released. How do you feel?
Oh, we're so excited, aren't we, Vic? I can't believe it, really. It's been hard work. You know, this album's taken 5 years. Even though it's 19 years since the last one, but this record took 5 years to make.
Whoa! What was the wait?
Well, when you ask people to write songs for you, or you're trying to write a song, they don't just happen overnight. You know, they take a bit of time to sort of come out, and also then it takes time to choose them, and then it takes time to sing them in, and so that was a process. But then you throw in COVID, and that kind of slows things down even more. But here we are.
So who held you up the most with the songwriting credits? You know, was it Paul Kelly? Was it Casey Chambers? Was it Bernard Fanning?
we can't dob. No.
No, you got to write The Wait with some amazing who's who of Australian goodness. What was that like to be able to work and collaborate with so many legends?
Well, actually, in the end, we just let them do it. You know, I tried to write a couple of songs with Paul, but he had a whole bunch of stuff on, so he just wrote a song for us on his off his own bat, and so did everybody else.
Oh, really?
And yeah, so it was like, I mean, I tried, but Vicar just went, "Oh, your songs aren't so great, Lulu. Maybe just let everyone else do it."
That's the best thing about working with your sister, isn't it? She's always going to tell you like it is.
Well she's got to sing them.
Yeah, I know. It's just. You know, I'm glad that Linda had a go, you know, so that, you know, our strength is singing. It's really singing in harmony, and, you know, we're a great team in that way. And I think that's what's so great about this record, because each song is very, very different, but it's our voices that tie the whole thing together.
Oh, it's unbelievable. And I've got some tasty little audio treats for us to sample in just a moment. But before we get to that, we need to talk about the fact that you landed number one last year in your anthology. Now, I'm going to slaughter this, but I'm determined to say words that I can't pronounce and then be corrected. Akilotoa?
You're right.
Oh, yes! Akilotoa.
Good
yeah.
on you, Angie.
What does Akilotoa mean?
It means cascading.
Oh, what a beautiful word.
Yeah, it's a beautiful Tongan word. It's a very, like, yeah, it is an absolutely beautiful word. And we thought, yeah, good title. It was one of the guys at record company came over and said, "Why don't you call it Akilotoa?" We went, "Oh, good idea." And I'm glad we gave it a Tongan title.
Yeah, that's very cool. Cascade, Akilotoa. Oh, I like it. So that went number one, which was huge, which is your sort of anthology, and which was just amazing. Were you surprised at the reception that your golden oldies, your favourites had?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, That came out of left field. Like, we did not expect that at all. And, you know, when you sort of see that you're kind of like competing with, like, Taylor Swift or Harry Styles, it's kind of surreal. And it was like, what the heck just happened then? We're so happy.
I really love that. obviously, you know, Australia loves you, which is why, you know, the new album, The Wait, is so exciting. But you got real excited last year. You released a second album, and I love this. It was The Gospel According to ISO.
Yeah. Vika came up with that title.
I love that.
Yes, someday. Yes. Gospel record, and it went to number two. And we're like, okay, people like gospel music too. So we're happy about that. You know, it was a record that we made in isolation. And we went into the studio one day, just three of us, socially distanced, and just banged out the vocals as quickly as possible. And then the record was, you know, it was just a really good, fun exercise to do during COVID.
Oh, just amazing. And like you said, you know, oh, people, we beat Taylor Swift. Yes. People still like gospel. Yes. We're discovering all these things.
You know who sort of picked us at the post for number one was Marilyn Manson.
What?
So it was like the devil and the angel, you know.
Wow. What a fascinating little photo that would have been to snap that on the ARIA charts.
No, we did. We've got a picture. It was very funny.
I love that. But let's talk about the new stuff. Like we've said, you know, the songs are written by some of Australia's finest, but to be sung with you two, some of Australia's finest, I mean, listen to this, Heart in the Wrong Place. Oh, if this song doesn't give you feelings, then you probably need to go have a chat to the doc. Feels like my heart is in the wrong place. Feels like I'm running in the wrong race. I mean, that whole song, I'm not going to play all of it because I want people to go and buy the album and listen to it. The emotion that came out in that, I mean, where did that come from?
Ben Salter, beautiful Australian songwriter, singer-songwriter, wrote that song for us, and I just immediately, both of us could relate to the lyrics. It's like, you know, we've all been in that situation where, you know, you feel like you've stuffed up or, you know, and how are you going to, you know, keep going? And I just immediately related to it. I thought, yep, I can sing this, and thankfully Linda let me, because I actually thought Linda should have sung it, and she said, no, it's your song. So
yeah.
This is a long process, is why it takes so long to make a record too, Angie, is because we have to decide who's going to sing what, and sometimes it can get pretty heated.
Really?
Yeah.
So we had a few fisticuffs over, you know, not like physical fights, but, you know, there was a few kind of tense moments there where Vika said, I want to sing that, and I go, no, I want to sing it. And then she go, oh, well, I want to sing it. I go, no, I want to sing it.
How do we get to a decision here?
It's the best performance.
Oh, yeah. No, like, toss of the coin for you guys. It's like your own talent show every time you want to sing a song. That's brutal.
You got to serve the song. That's the ultimate. Like, you can't just, your pride can't, you have to park your pride and just go, who's going to do the best job for this song?
Oh.
And we had lots of that happening. Like, there was a couple of songs that I just didn't do justice to. I said to Vic, you have to sing these. And she did. I'm so glad that, you know, she did, because they're just so much better with her singing some of those. Yeah.
It's good that we're sisters and we can work in that way, you know, and be honest with one another. That makes it a lot easier.
I mean, that is special. And I honestly reckon I could listen to that Heart in the Wrong Place on repeat. It's so beautiful. That is going to connect so many people's souls together in what has been such a difficult time. People feel like they're pushing it uphill right now. And that's it's anthemic, isn't it?
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Speaking of anthemic, how's this one? To sing and sing and sing that song.
Casey Chambers, Brandon, God, they can write a tune, those two. And I love that song. I love singing it. I love listening to it. I love the sentiment of it. And, you know, that had to go first on our record.
Oh, it's amazing. And it's all on The Wait. And that's just two of the songs on the album. Apart from those two, which would be the next one that you would listen to?
Aww.
Pig face
and calendula.
Yeah,
well, the song's about two plants, Pigface and Calendula and they're little plants that grow in the garden and don't get much sun, but still they survive and they sing their song by the light of the moon. And I think that was kind of like, I see Vicar and I as little Pigface and Calendula.
Oh, really? I don't know. Yeah. I think you guys are really sort of undercutting yourself there. I mean, it's Vicar and Linda, and I'm so pleased to have the chance to chat with you guys. And I know things are tough. You're in Melbourne. You've been locked up tight for a while, but geez, you've produced some beautiful music. And all we can say is, you know, bring on vaccinations, bring on live music, and bring on you guys getting over to the West to show us what you've got.
Can't wait, Angie. Can't wait to get over to Perth and the whole of WA, and, you know, it's such a beautiful country.
The wait is over. Check out Vicar and Linda, their new stuff, and thank you so, so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Angie.
What do you make of that? Now, I know I get excited about stuff all the time, but when I was listening to some of the albums I got a sneaky listening to while I was doing my research for this chat, and the world just stopped when I was listening to these songs. They are really beautiful, and I think they're going to do a lot of healing at the moment, but I suppose you just got to get the word out that they exist. So get on, have a little listen on Spotify or wherever you get your new music from, and have a listen to a couple of the tracks off The Wait. And then please let me know if you like them or if I'm overselling it, because that's the last thing I want to do. Thanks for stopping by. And as always, in the wise words of Bill and Ted, be excellent to each other. And from me, be excellent to each other and yourself.
Angie for breakfast. Triple M.